And just, I think, on a very specific question Glenn asked about how much space, could you, Carhaig, just say quickly how large an area you are looking for to use for your pilot project?
For the pilot project, we have at this moment applied for a lease of 22 square miles. And we have no intention to use all of that area. We will use the 1 or 2 years ahead of us to learn about the area, about the environmental impact, about the socioeconomic impacts, about the seabed conditions, and then decide on area that covers these four turbines, and we expect that to be less than 4 square miles. So, and that is for these four turbines. In the future, you can imagine you will put larger turbines on the top of the foundations, which makes it more area efficient in the future than it is now.
Anyone have a question in the back?
On the environmental impact studies being done, environmental responsibility has little if no impact on, for example, transporting or fishing around. And granted, if you put 22 square miles, there's dozens of cables that have to run out there to transport that electricity that we as fishermen have to operate on. So I'd like to see if, you know, when this was done, then a little more work is done too for our acoustics. I know that when we did one little research we did on it, you know, there were times that we could pick up seismic activity, even moving the looking for oil, and we were hearing it in the Gulf of Maine. You know, so again, too, it's surprising, you know, how well the sound travels underwater once you can learn. So I'd like to make sure that that's included.
Okay, so I think there were two issues. Maybe Pete could speak to the first one of acoustic studies and potential for impact on fish, spawning fish or other fish that use acoustics. The other question, I think, was about the cable, and I might ask you, Carhaig, to address that question, at least for this specific pilot project. So Pete?
As you know, the University of Maine is doing studies at a pilot station for research that's been designated by the state that Monhee and I have. We have the pre-turbine acoustic records from that site, and we plan currently to deploy a very small scale turbine there in June of 2013 if things go according to schedule, and underwater acoustic measurements will be made then as well. So we're acutely aware of the acoustic issues and need the data to figure out how serious they are.
I would just like to add that for the demo turbine we have floating off the coast of Norway, we have started a survey to survey the noise from that. So in a year from now, we could provide more data that we will use in our environmental impact study. I'm not sure if I got the question.
The question was with respect to the cable, whether there will be exclusion zones, I assume. Is that?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. We do not at the moment anticipate that there will be any exclusion zone on the transmission line. It will be during the construction of the cable. But of course, we have to first look into the environmental impact studies and see. But from the experience we have in UK, we have no exclusion zones for the transmission line, and that is of much higher voltage than we see for this pilot project, where it's only 33 kilovolt cable.
Okay. Question over here.
What about an exclusion zone around the anchoring cable?
The mooring lines.
That is a question that we will discuss with the U.S. Is it the Coast Guard?
Yes,
U.S. Coast Guard. The reason for our concern is we are not that concerned about damage to our equipment, but we are more concerned about damage to the fishing gear or the safety of the people using the area. The anchor lines will be about 600 meters from the turbine, which is less than half a mile in each direction. So that would be a diameter of less than a mile around each turbine.